Are you ready to project?
Yes, I'm ready to say welcome to this week's episode of Tales of the Whales.
Good, in which somebody suffering with, wrong word, isn't it really, with cancer, affected by cancer?
Yes, to somebody who's got cancer.
Yeah, and somebody who is looking after somebody with it, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's primarily the reason for this podcast, although we sometimes get carried away.
We sometimes go a little bit off-piste, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Okay, so last week, if you hear any funny noises, we've got the window cleaner outside.
Which is really exciting because yeah. we haven't had a window cleaner ever, and it was getting to the point where it was getting quite dark indoors, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So
the green mildew was really putting me off.
Because we're a little bit remote, it's hard to find one. But we've found one, and he's here doing it, and sunlight is streaming through the
yeah.
new sparkly clean windows.
Yeah.
It's funny what makes you excited as you get older.
I know, and I was getting really depressed about the state of the windows. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with the cancer or not.
And they're like sort of high-up Veluxy ones and
yeah,
difficult to do. But anyway, we found a lovely man with yeah. a long pole.
Yeah, and as long as your pole is long enough...
And you can scrub those hard-to-reach areas.
Yeah.
All good.
Very, very good indeed. The weather isn't helping.
Anyway, here we are going off-piste again.
Yeah, let's get back to it. So medically wise, this last week, there was something we were going to talk about.
You've not been feeling very well, have you? You've been,
no, I haven't been
You are suffering with these side effects.
Yeah.
Your mouth's gone very strange.
My mouth has gone strange. I've lost my taste buds. And my feet.
Your feet are very sore.
Yeah, it's only this one. Really, but just it drags you down.
A man in the pub told me that the best thing for your feet would be udder cream.
Udder cream?
Udder.
Udder.
He was a farmer. So as my office is on a dairy farm, I did ask them if they could get me some udder cream. And next time they go to the farmer's market, they're going to try and get some for us.
So I'm going to smell like a cow?
No, I think it smells minty fresh.
Really?
Yeah. They said it could be a bit tingly. That's the only thing. So we might have to try it on a small area.
Oh, right. Okay. So, udder cream for rough feet.
Well,
are we supposed to... that's not medically proven, by the way, as far as I know.
No, but the farmers seem to think it's good.
Yeah.
And farmers know.
Yes, they do. And so, when do we get it? Do you know?
Hopefully next week.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's fine. Udder cream. I must remember, probably not good to put on your hands.
I think it's called udder mint.
Udder mint.
That's a brand name.
Udder mint. Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe that will make your feet
yeah.
either better or really worse. Much worse.
Yeah, well, it'll go one way or the other. You just have to get on with
it's
it.
It's worth a go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the ordinary creams that we're trying on there don't seem to be doing much.
You know, the election on Thursday, that was interesting. Oh, dear. I just love the way the media try to sort of I shouldn't say that. I'm part of them, really, aren't I? I try to sort of be impartial, but obviously not. I mean, every time they mention Nigel Farage, they mentioned it was his eighth time of standing for a seat.
Darling, this has nothing to do with your cancer, is it?
No, but you have to continue to take an interest in everything that's going on.
Mm.
Otherwise, your cancer can completely take over.
Yes, so, you know that I don't like talking about politics.
Well, we do, yeah, you're right. But that's very good, really, isn't it? Because, you know, if you have differences of opinion, it's good for a relationship.
Yes.
What are you nodding your head the other way for?
I was just fiddling with my bun.
What? Bum?
Bun. Hair.
Yeah. I think my hearing is...
Your hearing. And also, you seem to have gone slightly blind as well.
No, I'm okay. I'm perfectly okay. I did have that thing in my eye, but that's gone. So now I can see. I could see perfectly well. I could drive a car, but they won't let me.
No.
No.
I think that's definitely for the best, because you might be able to see where you're going, but you'd have one of your leg spasms or cramps in your fingers or something.
Dear, oh dear.
And it would all end up horribly wrong.
Ah, I've just seen something I'd lost.
Oh, good.
My glasses. Up there near your, must be your wine glass.
I have those scattered around the house at easily accessible points.
Yeah, Same with my glasses.
This is next to it. It's a nice row of your chemotherapy drugs,
yeah,
and a wine glass, some coconut toffee-fay, which my sister has introduced me to this week. Thanks, Kelly. That's an absolute revelation.
I might have one of those.
They're
in a moment.
Nice.
They are, aren't they?
They are so nice.
Yeah.
You can only get them in her special shop. Kelly's going to take us to
a special shop.
Like B&M or something.
Is it?
It's going to be an experience, and we can get more coconut toffee fays.
Well, I really like them. In fact, I had to really strongly resist having more than one.
So I think they've helped with your sore mouth and your sore feet.
Well, I can taste those.
A handy tip.
Yeah.
Coconut toffee fay.
Yeah. The only other thing is that I can't drink anything that's fizzy.
No.
Which is a bit of a pain.
That would be tragic if it happened to me.
You couldn't manage it.
No.
Thank you, Daisy. She's licking my foot. Good girl, aren't you?
She said she heard that you hadn't got any udder cream yet, so she said, try a bit of dog dribble.
Yeah.
This smiler.
Poor old Daisy. She's not very well. She's on steroids at the moment. And her
appetite
has gone through the roof.
Yes, yeah, she's just constantly badgering the fridge for snacks.
Do you know, that's the other thing that one of this, I don't know if it's side effects or the fact I'm very old, is that words like, I was just searching in my mind and luckily you realised I was, for the word appetite.
Yes, I picked up on that.
But yeah.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah, particularly Joe Biden.
You're not that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's been an interesting week, really. We've been out for lunch a couple of times.
Yes, we had lunch with your lovely friends, our lovely friends.
Yeah.
And then I went to London yesterday, graduation dress shopping with Cammy and birthday tripping with Holly, because it's Holly's birthday and Cammy's graduating not next week, the week after. So we're going down to Exeter.
I've never been to a graduation in my life, ever.
No, I have. I'm not sure you're going to really enjoy it.
Why?
But you're coming anyway. You have to sit and be quiet for an hour.
Could I not heckle a little bit?
No, darling, no.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, no, I'll
And you're not allowed to say horrible things about people who have got degrees and all that kind of stuff.
No, I wouldn't. I just think some degrees are really not worth the paper they're written on.
But Cammy's is, so that's good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And she is, I wouldn't have any worries about her future.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And then this afternoon, we've got an exciting time because it's the Battle of Britain air show at Headcorn Aerodrome, as we live quite near there, we get to see all the planes.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to our friend Jess and Renee's house for watching aeroplanes and eating pizza.
And then I'm going to go to work.
And then you're going to work.
And you're going to have a double bill of...
I'm catching up on my favourite programmes that I've missed during the week.
Yeah. Are you embarrassed to say Love Island?
I like watching Love Island. I found it very entertaining. Daisy loves it too.
Does she watch it? She watched what programme did we watch last night?
I find it hilarious. I know it's not meant to be a comedy show, but I find it very, very funny.
It is meant to be a comedy show.
Is it? Oh, that's
good. I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's interesting watching this window cleaner because he's got this really long, wobbly pole, but he seems to be managing it very well.
I think it's what he does.
Yeah, no. And he turned up, he said, I don't need your water or your electricity, I've got my own.
Incredible.
I mean, yeah. How self-sufficient
he's
can
got
he
a
get?
Special system.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Very good.
It's looking much, much nicer already. Now it means I'm going to have to do the insides, I guess.
I don't know. Well, they don't get really dirty. We don't have any children putting fingers on the...
No, they do get a bit dusty. But I feel more encouraged to do it now that there's not sort of mildew all over the outside.
Strangely enough, I didn't think the windows in this room were that dirty, but they must have been because it seems a little brighter.
It does.
Oh, dear. So I haven't got a scan for another few weeks yet.
No, got nothing really, just another trip to see Tom in a week or so. Not next week, the week after, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing much to report, really, just...
Doing the chemo.
Keep on taking the chemo despite the side effects because last time we checked it was
shrinking
doing some
the tumours.
Stuff.
Yeah. And somebody said to me, and I don't know if this is a wives' tale or not, but they said, if you're getting really bad side effects from the chemo, it means probably it's working.
Well, that's a nice thought, isn't it?
Yeah. So I use that thought.
I'm not sure if it's scientifically
proven. I'm sure it probably isn't.
But is certainly doing something to you, so hopefully it's doing even more stuff to the cancer.
Yeah. It's what it does to the good bits you have to worry about.
Yeah, but yeah. It does it to them much more slowly than it does it to the cancer.
And as I say, I mean, repeat myself quite a lot, but this may be the first one you've listened to. I find it really helpful to talk about it and dismiss it in a kind of frivolous way. Some people think I'm being a bit frivolous, but it's helped me get, you know, when I was first diagnosed, my cancer is terminal. It isn't going to be cured. If they can shrink the tumours a little bit like they have at the moment, it means you live a little bit longer. But for the last 4 years, they've said, well, maybe 6 months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
So I just think...
You're just defying...
Well, no, I think, you know, any time, and I've lived a lot longer than they had anticipated, so...
And it's been fun.
Yeah.
All the extra time is good fun, good time.
Yeah, but the problem is that you suddenly get these feelings, we do, I did anyway, right, if any savings or I could max out the credit card or... And then I think, God, I might have to live another few months. I'm going to have to be really careful. But that's not really...
Yeah, that is the downside to having fun. It's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you...
That is the problem, isn't it? You just think, oh, not locked. So that's...
I mean, go to the pub on a Friday for fish and chips.
Yeah, that's not too extravagant.
No. And just whatever you can manage to do, do. And if you feel you can't manage to do it, I mean, I wanted to go girl shopping yesterday, but...
You did want to come with us on the shopping trip. You are very good at shopping, it has to be said.
But yeah, but not so good at walking.
No, but we did do quite a lot of walking, so...
No, I didn't come for all those reasons.
But anyway, that means that your credit card didn't take a bashing. Mine did.
That's so good news to hear. Absolutely so good news. I think it's all a question of staying focused, isn't it? Which I'm not really good at in most ways.
I think just one day at a time and try and do something nice every day.
Mm.
Something that makes you happy every day. And it's simple things. I mean, like having a little walk around the garden and looking at the, you know, how the
hollyhock.
Yeah, how you, although you had a bit of a tragedy, didn't you? Your hollyhock blown over in the wind.
Yeah, it was very windy yesterday and I went out and I found one of my favourite hollyhocks on the ground.
It's very sad.
So I picked it up, gave it the snip of life.
We've given it an appropriate burial.
No, I've put it in water in the other room.
I'm afraid it doesn't work with hollyhocks.
Doesn't it?
No.
Why didn't you tell me when I did it?
Well, you know, sometimes magical things happen. But if you look at it now, it's rather droopy.
Has it drooped?
Mm.
Oh, dear. Are you sure? If I cut the top droopy bit off, would it...
So that's the only bit that's got the flowers on.
Well, it's got two flowers on. They look okay.
They're not a cut flower.
No, you never see them in...
But even those roses we cut the other day... We're wittering on and being boring. Now we're just having a chat and forgetting we're doing this.
Yeah.
We should wind up the podcast, darling.
We should. But doing a bit of gardening is quite healthy too.
Yes, but cutting the roses, they went all droopy as well, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the story of my life. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Daisy, who's just going to come and sniff.
Okay, I think this is a good time to wind up.
Thank you, Daisy. Oh, dear, she's puffing a bit.
Bye, everybody, and we're off to the Battle of Britain, and that's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch the planes. Yeah, so have a good day. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.